Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 650-389-1111. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. I'm Sharad Kutin. We meet Tan Chung Han. And on the line, we have Huang Jun Hao. He's a senior portfolio manager at Affin Huang Asset Management.
Good morning, Jun Hao. So let's talk China here. So given that the IMF recently upgraded China's growth forecast for the year by about 10 basis points up to 6.7%, two-part question here. First, where is this growth coming from? Second, how sustainable is it?
Yeah, the growth is broad-based and it's coming from a mixture of old and new economy. I think the new economy growth has been well expected. But for old economy growth, what we are seeing is that the recovery in the upstream industrial enterprises has been flowing down to the midstream and to the downstream. And this is also indicated in the industrial enterprise profits, which in June, they were very strong, and also improving enterprise profit margins. And whether this growth is sustainable, we believe that it is, because if you look at the sales have gone up for industrial enterprises. And while inventory has gone up in absolute terms, if you look at the inventory ratio, it's actually declined back to 2013-2014 levels, which is very low. And also, as to the health of the industrial enterprises, you can see that leverage has fallen with, you know, whether you look at liability over assets or liability to current assets, they're both at, they've both come off and are quite low. Profit margins have also expanded due to cost rationalization efforts taken in prior years. So the companies are in a better have a better cost structure and are better managed. And collections have also improved, as seen in the decline in accounts receivable ratio. So we think that the industrial enterprises or the old economy sector is better positioned to benefit from growth going forward. While the new economy should continue to do well.
Now, Jun Hao, obviously that pivot by China from the traditional drivers of growth to newer ones, or perhaps being more reliant on domestic demand, that pivot is obviously well telegraphed here. But how far along do you think they are in that transition?
In terms of domestic demand, we've seen very strong retail sales in June. We've seen strong industrial production in June. So I think you know, the hard landing scenario is probably ruled out, and therefore we are in a stage where we can be seeing slower growth, but there was, you know, 6%+ growth is still very decent growth for 11 trillion economy.
Got it. Now, well, let's talk corporate earnings here. We're also headed into earnings seasons for corporate China. So given that better than expected 6.9% GDP growth for the second quarter, how will that translate into corporate earnings for the same period?
I think earnings are probably going to surprise on the banking sector. This is because if you look at expectations have been very low, and with strong industrial profits, healthier balance sheets. If you look at some of the pre-announced indicators for bank earnings, it indicates that NIM is improving and NPLs have peaked and are coming off. And bottom line, pre-provisioning profit growth has improved significantly. So this is also on the back of reasonable to strong loans growth. So I think the banking sector will surprise. Another sector that I'm expecting to surprise would be the property sector. If you look at the June property price index, out of 70 cities, 60 cities have been showing increase in ASP. And even though there was a slowdown in Tier 1 cities, we do note that the land sales in Tier 1 cities has increased by 40% year-on-year. As of the first half, the government has actually agreed to increase the land supply in cities where inventory is less than 12 months. So these are all very strong positive indicators. Another indicator that we can look at is the gross floor area starts, new starts for property companies. And we have seen that increase by about 14% year-on-year in June. So we expect these two sectors to be delivering positive surprises.
Well, fascinating stuff. Hey, thank you so much for sharing your insights with us. That was Huang Junhao, Senior Portfolio Manager with Affin Huang Asset Management.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on, online at cordellcordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.